Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The journey to freedom starts at ResetWars.com. Mark Zuckerberg is nothing more than a front man, a behavioral psychologist, mad scientist, that have been developing a project for total human control since the 1950s. The Internet was designed and was first named the Intergalactic Computer Communications System. And it would be designed to then track and control every move and every action of humans on Earth, monitored by AI computers and camera software systems, as well as different types of microwave relays. They developed the plan in the late 50s. They declassified it in the early 60s. Came out of ARPA that then became DARPA. And when you see the entire project, that's what our phones are, is supercomputers that are handheld that then tie in to the larger computer networks. And in their own words, they admit that the plan is to be able to control us in lifetime by giving us stimuli and directives and orders through a social credit score to then basically make us biological androids or robots. But to do that, they've got to get us to start giving up on our human biology. Women don't have babies vaginally half the time. Many women don't give their babies milk. Babies are raised in cribs, lowers their IQs, disconnects them from humans, makes them more sociopathic, more robotic. The entire project's aim is to make life so ugly, so horrible, to put us in environments so disgusting that we reject the third dimension and beg to have a chip put on our brains, a wire plugged into our gray matter, VR goggles on our heads. And again, the message is, oh, this world's so ugly and horrible, this is your blanket, this is your pacifier, this is going to comfort you, not your mother, not your father, but this artificial bag, this artificial universe we're going to throw over your head. And that's what you do when you capture enemy soldiers and you want to demoralize them. You put a bag over their head for a couple days, you tie them up, you confine them in small spaces, and then now they've been broken down, they're ready to follow your orders, you're now under their control. This is all tactics that cults use. And the globalist mad scientist cult is the biggest and most powerful of them all, and they want to make human beings a commodity. They want to force us into the metaverse, make us go to court via Zoom, make people go to school via online, quote, learning. And then, oh, sorry, this class is only VR. We're not going to offer it in Zoom or in FaceTime or in Skype. This is all admitted. And then once you're in the metaverse, you can also be surveilled. You can also be bombarded. You can also be manipulated. And you can also be cut off from the metaverse via the social credit score system if you don't behave and act the way they want you to. You're literally putting yourself in an artificial environment that they control, and through the optic nerves, plugging your brain into the Internet. VR goggles are a plug for your brain. Google glasses are a plug for your brain. All of this takes you into their system and puts a false reality over your eyes so they can begin to bring you out of the third dimension, because the third dimension is the launch point to the wider universe. They want to take you out of God's cathedral and this incredible interface with higher consciousness and the infinite and divine, and bring you into a silicon cage, a system they created. They tell you that carbon is evil. They tell you that all carbon life forms are bad. They tell you they want to cut trees down now to save the earth from carbon, when sunlight, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen are the four things that create life on this planet, the carbon cycle. They tell us that we're going to be silicon gods. They tell us we're going to merge with machines, and that only by giving up our humanity do we transcend. when we're already here at the jump point of transcendence, the third dimension. They're trying to cut us off before we launch. Not to other planets, but interdimensional, next level. Once we make that transition, interstellar travel will be like something a baby is fascinated with or knows how to do.
We'll be back with two ladies really taking action against the tyrants and having massive victory. You want to win? Stay with us.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that would ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars!
Is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so a few weeks ago, I asked my producer to get these ladies on, and I didn't know they'd be in studio today. That's amazing. I didn't remember, too, that I've known Chris and Megan for years. She worked with Gary Franchi, helped produce films. She's been a frequent guest years ago with Darren McBrain when he would host shows. I'd love it if Darren would host shows again, but he's like my son. He doesn't want to be on air anymore. And for whatever reason, Darren, I know you're watching. He works here. Chris and Megan's here, Tammy Clark. These ladies have amazing backgrounds, huge bios. They're leading the fight federally and at the state level and have already had big victories against the unconstitutional OSHA mandate of Biden. And just today, another judge blocks Biden's vaccine mandate for federal contractors. So let's start with Chris and Megan and reintroduce her to the audience. And then Tammy Clark, tell us a little bit about yourself and the amazing success you've had. See, it's not about chewing horns. It's about talking about how powerful the grassroots is and how powerful it is when women, particularly and men, get involved and engaged.
Yeah, so I've worked in the field of occupational and environmental toxicology for almost 20 years, and 9 years of that was on active duty in the Air Force. And I've been on the show before blowing whistle on geoengineering. Basically, my job is for 12 of those 20 years, I've trained in pandemic preparedness planning and response. The government completely ignored my profession. I've managed the respiratory protection program in healthcare and other industries for over 76,000 people, and I've tested well over 10,000 masks and respirators. So I'm a subject matter expert on controlling health hazards. My primary field is industrial hygiene. A lot of people don't know what we are, but we are not dentists. So, yeah, I've been in a lot of documentary films. My colleague and I have been traveling around the country on our own dime just helping people fight this because we know what's happening in this country is wrong, it's egregious, and it's not what we've trained for almost 20 years.
And I can also add, you've been in both of you ladies, on a bunch of super viral videos testifying to legislatures.
Correct.
Tammy, tell us about you.
Well, I work in the fields of occupational and environmental health and safety, just like Kristen. We are both OSHA-credentialed, court-approved subject matter experts, and I basically have owned my own consulting firm as an occupational and environmental health and safety professional for the last nearly 20 years. So that's why I became an accidental activist and stood up and blew the whistle on federal OSHA. Kristen and I actually connected through all of this. We found each other just because we were both standing up and blowing the whistle, letting people know what the federal government is doing is totally illegal. OSHA is guilty of revisionism, violating their own standards. And so we connected and became very loud whistleblowers. We have since testified in front of many state legislative bodies and in court cases helping to stop these mandates.
Talk about some of your successes, because that's a blueprint for others.
Oh, well, at first, we were here maybe just over a year ago. We were in your capital. We met Senator Bob Hall, and we helped attorneys and legislators in your state basically be able to fight these upcoming mandates. We also helped pass two bills in North Dakota, which would basically make it illegal to mandate masks at a government level, and it also another bill to stop the discrimination for the unvaccinated versus vaccinated. Tammy, I'll pass it back to you. We've had a lot of successes, and it really just opens up our eyes to see how we're burning our candle at both ends, just like you, Alex. And it's just great to know that if we can get one person to keep their job, one person to win their custody case, and one person to not commit suicide, then everything we have done has been completely worth it.
And you've been doing that. I mean, we're having a lot of victories. As negative as I get on air, this is the globalist big move. This is their whole attack, and it's not going well. They admit it is.
Yeah, and let's talk about the victories that we've had in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Because Governor Whitmer tried to do last year what Governor Kate Brown actually did in Oregon by creating an Oregon OSHA permanent standard. Now, in Michigan last year, Governor Whitmer tried to do the same thing. Kristen and I both live in Michigan. We recognize the illegality of that. We weaponize the people. We mobilize the people and arm them with the information to
I like that term, though. I want to weaponize the people.
That's what we're calling it, right? Radical times.
Administratively.
Radical measures. So we gave people the information that, you know, you can't just, any individual state cannot just decide to start their own OSHA program if there is no federal program, or create a new standard if there is no federal standard. So we actually gave people the information, the phone numbers, the emails. They called into my OSHA, and within 48 hours, my OSHA had retracted that proposed permanent COVID standard. Now, Governor Kate Brown in Oregon was not challenged. And she actually did that. And right now what we're seeing happening in Oregon is totally illegal because there is no federal standard. So for OSHA to create a permanent COVID standard, Oregon OSHA is illegal, and it should be shut down, and it should be challenged in court.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and there's a lot of fights we're still doing. So we put together a peer-reviewed, I know white papers aren't usually peer-reviewed, but we had a peer-reviewed by a lot of people, engineers, certified industrial hygienists, public health professionals, doctors, looked at this white paper that we did. And we basically let the people know, because we, our phones are just going off constantly. Everyone wants us to save them, and we can't. So we wanted to give everyone a guide to say, this is why it's illegal. This is why vaccines are not a control, because OSHA controls health hazards. It's not a control method. All the illegalities, how to fight, depending if it's a school, a job. So we.
And again, just to interrupt, that's key, because so much fraud, almost all big industrial level fraud, is controller fraud. It's the CEO, or it's the main accountant, or it's the medical system. OSHA and all the regulators are in charge. They've all been bought off by Big Pharma, and that's how they're doing this. And then they're silencing anybody, including the American Heart Association, that comes out and says the insert says it can make you have myocarditis. They go, you're not authorized to speak. Since when? Private citizens should be able to speak, even if we're wrong sometimes. But now the American Heart Association? I mean, this is crazy. So what you're saying is it's the very watchdog group supposed to protect us are the ones betraying us.
Exactly, and that is very, very worrisome. It's no different than when I was in the military. I knew we had the inspector general we could turn to unveil corruption and investigate. And when those agencies that are designed to protect the worker are the ones actually oppressing and harming the workers, we have a massive problem. And I just want to give a shout-out to my friend Congressman Thomas Massie, because he's the only one who's been standing up about this very vocally on social media.
He's
and
amazing.
In D.C. Yes. Yeah, he's my hero.
Let's talk about what he's doing.
Yeah, so he has been, well, he's actively suing Pelosi right now for her mask mandate and docking his pay. But he's the one that was initially calling out how OSHA did not have the statutory authority to push any sort of mandate coming from the executive branch. And he was working on a bill to help fight the mandates for the military, because I personally am vaccine injured from active duty, from the Gardasil shot. And I know what it's like to live under a mandate and not have that choice.
Wow, the military made you take Gardasil.
Yeah, round one. I had a stroke in my 20s, yes.
Oh, I remember we had you on about it. Good God. Man, I tell you, keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, so it's just, he is just upholding his oath. It's sad when you can count on your hand how many people in D.C. are actually doing what we sent them there to do.
But what they're afraid of is the Green and Boebert and all these new people. They're scared of us getting more in, because over time we're winning. That's why they're trying to shut everything down right now.
Yes, but Alex, having us here today, I don't want to sit here and like pat your back, but it is a huge deal. You have such a giant platform, and I work in media. I'm a media correspondent. I have so many connections. We are actually told we are not allowed to go on even Newsmax, OAN, all these places. I'm actively suing Delta Airlines right now, and I can't even get on to talk about my case. Like, we've had events canceled because our names are tied. Like, they won't allow you to sell tickets to those platforms because we're spreading medical disinformation. So the amount of censorship that we face, we are the subject matter experts.
Well, this is the global social credit score. This is the model of how they electronically, through the technocracy, suppress people. Mm-hmm. So whoever's suppressed, we got to rally behind them.
Yeah, so it's really important, and that's why I appreciate you having us on here.
No, I appreciate you. So tell us, how do people find your URLs? Because the key is, folks, to get back to URLs and away from these big censorship electronic gulags that Matt Drudge called them.
Yeah, so Tammy and I work with Stand Up Michigan, and I'll let her explain because they just created a whole new platform for everyone to go to fight the censorship.
StandUpMichigan.com. Tell us about that.
Correct. So we're actually just in the process right now of creating a whole new website, API-based, and it is going to be an interactive site so that people can go, they can get resources and information. This white paper, this article, this peer-reviewed article that Kristen and I wrote, it is available at StandUpMichigan.com for $1. It's $1 a download, but this is how we finish this right now at the local level in the workplace, because we have been very successful in the federal courts, on the federal, the national, and the state levels, but people don't necessarily realize how successful because of the noise. The Democrats right now, or I should say the liberal progressive left, they are so busy running around and talking as if this is still going on, that we wrote this because the successes that we've had at the national and state level, people now need to take this information and go finish this in their workplace.
Absolutely. We can turn this around now if our listeners in all 50 states take action. And once we take back America, we're going to take back Australia and Germany and the UK, 1776 worldwide.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
StandUpMichigan.com and Kristen Megan, StandUpMichigan.com. And so get into this white paper and why it's so important and why we see the courts defeating them, the successes you've had, because they're just violating the law. They're violating everything on its face. And you guys are both toxicology certified, you know, experts that deal with toxic waste, that, you know, that deal with safety at businesses, that know what masks are really doing. And that's why they're so scared of you and trying to silence you. But you're having amazing success at the federal and state level. So Tammy, go over this document, OSHA regulations, rules, and mandate madness.
Yeah, so this document actually is very, very current. We start right out on page one talking about the Fifth Circuit Court on November 5th, and then on November 6th, the ruling that shut this down. So on page two, we get into the educational components of this. Why is it? Kristen and I have been telling you for a year now, folks, don't be afraid to stand up. This is totally illegal, and it will shake out in the courts. So right on page two, we talked about OSHA's authority and their scope. So what is the regulatory rulemaking process, and why did we know the federal courts were going to rule the way they did? Well, because number one, the executive branch, which is the President of the United States, does not have the authority to regulate or to tell a new regulatory agency or any regulatory agency, go make me a new rule because I want one, or go implement a standard because I want one. So basically,
those agencies have to be enshrined in law, created by law, and then operating under law.
Yeah, exactly. So the president had no statutory authority to tell OSHA or CMS or any regulatory agency to go implement a new standard, because this is how I'm going to weaponize you.
So it's classically authoritarian, dictatorial.
Exactly, exactly. And so the OSHA Act of 1970 provides very clear parameters about how regulations can be promulgated, and OSHA answers to Congress, period. They do not answer to the president. So we knew when the president started promulgating this in the beginning, don't worry about it, this is going to get shut down because it's illegal in its promulgation, therefore none of the mandates will hold water. And this is exactly how the courts have ruled all the way along. So now that the president has been very successful in weaponizing corporate attorneys and business owners to do this anyway, this is why this paper was written. And we've got to get it into the hands of the people out there to shut it down in their workplaces. And so we go through everything, the rulemaking process. How is it promulgated? How is it enforced all the way down?
So this gives an owner's manual or a blueprint to legislators, judges, and others to plainly see how they're being lied to and how this is a fraud. And globalism is a corporate revolution against nation states and against voters. Klaus Schwab, at his own Wikipedia page, they link to stuff he says where he goes, we're going to capture the weak republics, the weak democracies. We don't want the people in charge. We, the corporations, are in charge. And that's what this whole globalist system is they work with executives, and then they work through the corporate system of enforcing lockdowns, checkpoints, internet IDs, vaccine passports through the corporate will. That's what this corporate dictatorship.
That's absolutely right. And we've been exposing that. We've been talking about this for a year. We've been telling people, we know this is scary, but just because you're hearing this does not make it true. It's going to shake out in the courts, so don't be afraid to stand up. But we've been really busy. This is why we started traveling and testifying in front of state legislative bodies, because even a lot of legislators we found don't understand this whole process. How is a law made versus how is a regulation made or a standard promulgated? And so we've been very busy educating and empowering, and we've been able to shut this down on a lot of states and the state level. And then,
so you're teaching the ABCs of, yeah, the president's not a dictator.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So it's been very successful. And now that we've gotten this stopped on the national level and even within some of the states, we've got to get the people taking this information to their businesses, to their employers, to their HR departments and their corporate attorneys and saying, for you to tell us to do this is totally illegal because there is no standard. There's no OSHA standard. There's no CMS rule. There is no, now even just today, we got the ruling or yesterday, there is no federal contractor rule. It's all illegally promulgated. So what are you doing?
Yeah, and we have been feeding attorneys behind the scenes. We've been feeding attorneys information because even though there's environmental health and safety lawyers, they've never fought anything like this. Because we're the people managing these programs in the workplace. Excuse me, we knew. So OSHA has standards. Everyone knows you can look up standards. But what people may not know if they're not in our field is they have letters of interpretation. And we, in finding all of the angles to fight this with the attorneys, found multiple letters of interpretation where state senators and other businesses had asked in the past during the first SARS outbreak, during the flu, H1N1 period, they clarified, OSHA says, we cannot mandate vaccines. So it's just ignored. This stuff is ignored.
But you can walk into court and say, here's OSHA saying they don't have the jurisdiction. Yeah. It's not like you're saying it, it's them.
Nope, they're saying it. And that's the thing. Even when we were fighting the mask mandates around the country, it's so common sense that, I mean, it was so insane that it was pushed on a mass scale because we know masks have no way of stopping an aerosol. Like, we study the movement of air. That's our job. It's so exciting. Aerosols are
not important.
They don't seal, and we created a greater hazard, and that is the violation of the ethics of our profession.
In fact, some of the studies I've seen is the touching of the mask and all the – it makes it worse.
Oh, yeah. I spoke at a school board meeting, and this pediatrician went in front of me, and she's talking about, because she's a pediatrician, masks don't harm children, and I'm just, like, chewing my cheek. And this woman just takes her mask off, and she just rubs it all over the podium.
Ugh.
This video kind of –
it's literally like a diaper. I mean,
this video went viral. It wasn't my best work. I was pretty angry, but I went up there and demanded wipes to wipe down the thing, and I shamed her on that podium because I'm not a mean-spirited person, but you are misusing your credentials. You're not in your lane, and you're guilty of malpractice trying to invade yourself into my profession when I train doctors.
So what is the truth about masks?
They don't stop an aerosol. Masks are only designed to stop droplets, blood, and splatter. And if people are saying, well, why do healthcare workers wear them in hospitals? They fall under something that we implement called ASHRAE standards, or HVAC standards, engineering standards, to lift hazards out of the breathing zone. Like, it's very cold in here right now. That helps. And aerosols can stay suspended in the air for days. And the problem with masks that we know is, one, is it safe? That's what we say when we select something. Is it safe? No, they're not safe. They do restrict oxygen up to 20% in pre-COVID.
I was about to say, lowering oxygen, even 20% on average, is a huge neurological attack.
So the worst part of all this is, part of my profession of almost 20 years is fielding exemptions for respirators in the workplace. And what we had to do is have employees fill out questionnaires and things like history of lung cancer, PTSD, claustrophobia, sinus issues, bronchitis. There's
yeah, exactly. Not everybody can wear like a firefighter respirator. I've tried one time hanging out with some firefighters. It's very claustrophobic.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason I'm suing Delta is I used to be able to fly in Delta without a mask, and they literally told me that my disability no longer mattered. I'm a disabled veteran, and that as long as I had arms and I had ears and I didn't have Down syndrome, I can wear a mask.
And now they're trying to make babies wear them.
Absolutely insane, because we work with a lot of doctors, and a friend of ours, Dr. Larry Pilevsky, pointed out through neurological studies that this repetitive oxygen deprivation for children is delaying frontal lobe development. Now, I'm not a doctor, but I follow the science. I listen to
Exactly. Oh, don't say you're not a doctor. It's in the damn literature.
Yeah, I can access the same books that they can, Alex. So.
But now, even when medical doctors try to come out and point this out, they get shut down. They get shut down because the system cannot win unless we are silent. That's why Tammy Clark is here with StandUpMichigan.com, StandUpMichigan.com. Chris and Megan, we're going to come back and get more into this document on the other side. And then Paul Joseph Watson hosts the fourth hour today, and these ladies are going to be back on with the powerhouse, Owen Schroyer, the War Room, 3 p.m. Central weekdays at InfoWars.com.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says get the hell out of anywhere that would ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars!
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I tell you, it is so exciting to be with Tammy Clark of StandUpMichigan.com and Kristen Megan, who's been on the show many times years ago, and she's back again. She was a big military whistleblower, and you guys are both certifiers of toxicology and OSHA, and you're just simply saying everything's thrown out the window in OSHA's own admissions. But if you actually go back to 3 years ago, a year before they released this stuff, Fauci's on TV on C-SPAN with all these federal agency heads, NIH, CDC, FDA, Health and Human Services, and they say, we need a virus out of China to just totally screw everything up so we can wipe out all the checks and balances and have a revolution to, quote, blow up the existing system. And so that's really what we're witnessing. I mean, this is just a revolution. That's what a revolution is. We always think of a revolution as like the people. No, most revolutions are elite revolutions against the population. That's called tyranny. And so we're under their revolution. We're not revolutionaries. At least I'm not. I'm trying to restore the republic. How do you ladies see yourselves?
Well, first I kind of have to go back to what you said about just basically the government being a bunch of sociopaths. We'll just summarize. You have to remember that when this was, you know, talk about gain of function, everything, the government kind of being behind this, you know that there's something bigger at hand here, because we're not just saying, like, masks don't work, that these vaccines aren't efficacious. We had a way to control all of this, and we didn't do it. And in something in our profession, and it's in this article, is the hierarchy of controls and engineering controls. And cheap, we put ourselves into bigger debt by printing the money and giving people stimmy so they can go buy TVs and shoes, instead of giving people money to buy devices in their home called dilution and destruction technologies. There's a brand called the iWave Air. I don't profit off recommending that, but it's the most lab-tested. It'll kill 96% of mold, bacteria, and viruses in the home.
Is it an ozone machine?
Yes, it uses an ionization.
Yeah.
And we could have put this in schools. The prisons are installing it now.
Yeah, I just say ozone because that's the name people think of.
Actually created the jobs. The government could have actually created jobs by training more HVAC technicians to install this, getting people in our profession to go out and actually, because we always have to verify confidence in controls. So like if I tell you to put capture ventilation in while you're doing something, I have to come back and air sample.
Well, sure. Like the fancier new dental offices and medical things have those systems and have ventilation programs that do that.
Yeah, so it's that simple. And even in grocery stores, all they had to do, not shut down, was increase the air exchanges to lift the aerosols out of the breathing zone and just continue to cycle the air. Yeah,
here's an example. I'm a member at the range here in Austin, a great shooting range, and they've got the normal area and the VIP level. And they gave me a discount, so I got the VIP level. But the whole place, you can feel it, has an air suction system. So you're not getting the particulates and the lead, and you can see outside the big the big pipes that pull it into a machine. But literally, you're in there, and the air is clean because it's sucking the air out.
Yeah, and that's an engineering control, and it's very inexpensive. And that's how we were screaming from the rooftops, this isn't about health and safety, because if masks work, I'd be donating my own money to help get people in masks. But we needed that hierarchy of controls, and if we decided we couldn't control this hazard through engineering, we would have needed to give everyone personal protective equipment. But again, we're talking about the infection fatality rate.
What do you make all these videos with folks showing vaping that the masks don't work?
Yeah, so when we're talking about aerosols and particulates, people always get confused. And one of my mentors, Stephen Petty, he's like one of the highest credentialed people in our field. He always calls the aerosols the little guys. And you have to remember that the government is conflating the words. So air, you know, like when you're by a window and you can see dust, you can't see aerosol. You cannot see COVID-19 in the air. And when you can't see something like that, I believe it is 1 micron size of COVID is 40,000 times smaller than the area and the diameter of a human hair. So if I were to take my hair and put it through the front of a mask, it'd go right through.
Exactly. So let me ask you this then. What is the right, like some have compared it to a cyclone fence throwing a BB through it, or some say flying a plane between the, 10 football fields. What's the real size of the virus versus how big the spaces are in the mask?
Like I said, it's 40,000 times smaller than the area and diameter of a human hair.
So if a hair will go through, and it's 40,000 times, it's a joke.
Well, and Alex, that's just the front. But let's think about the masks don't seal. I have one in my pocket just because I like to wipe with them, No, but so the masks, they don't seal on the side. So if you look at anyone wearing a mask like this and they look down, you can see right into their mask.
Sure, it's a joke.
And when you get more than...
But I saw studies that it shoots up, actually, but might spread more.
That's exactly it. When we say this creates a greater hazard, we're not just talking about to the person.
Normally you'd be shooting it down, but this shoots it up.
It increased the spread, Alex. It increased the spread because when you understand the movement of air, and let's say you cough into a mask and you have that buildup of that condensation, what happens is you project those aerosols even further. You know, it's like taking a garden hose and you kind of put your thumb over and it sprays out. As soon as you cough into a mask, you're supposed to remove it. You're not even actually supposed to cough into a mask, but you have to change it out. And when people don't and they wear those all week long, that condensation builds up, and when you try to breathe or you cough, you're pushing it out further. You're pushing it out further, and then people take
it. So it allows it to grow. It allows it to coagulate.
Yes.
It allows more of the water or the liquid to condensate.
And what's even worse is when people take off their masks, they should dispose of them. Instead, they put them in the purse, and then they shake them, and it's like Friebel's bestest.
So it's literally like using the same piece of toilet paper over and over again.
Yeah, and I don't mean to sound crass, but as gross as I know masks are, it'd be like me just taking a panty liner, Alex, and setting it right here. You'd cringe. That's what I see when people put their masks on tables.
Well, I was about to say, the mouth is even dirtier than other parts of the body, isn't it? I mean, that's the dirtiest part of your body, and it's like this diaper.
Speaking of diapers, we pass aerosols when we use the restroom or pass gas. So are we going to put masks on our fannies?
That was the big joke, exactly. How are you going to do that? Yeah.
Yeah, so the government could have put toilet seats on public toilets. They needed to get the hand dryers out of there because, again, it re-aerosolizes it in the bathrooms. Instead, they actually took out the paper towels to be green, and then they went ahead and just put more air dryers in. They created the greater hazard.
Why is it that the cities that had all the controls and wear the mask had the highest levels of COVID?
Because masks increase the spread. It causes self and cross-contamination.
Tammy, what about other angles of this that the people don't know about?
Well, for one thing, the government knows this. We know the government knows this because they've trained us. And that's why they now have a problem on their hands, because we refuse to shut up and sit down. This is why we wrote this paper. And you guys can see, you can just see the colors here. You see way down here on the bottom where it says red PPE.
I'll show it to you, viewers.
There you go. We put this together to educate you guys because the government violated their own hierarchy of safety and controls. What Kristen was talking about, you can see there on the top where it says elimination. We start with elimination because if we can physically remove the hazard, great. With some things like toxic chemicals, we could do that, or we could substitute it for something less hazardous. With COVID, we can't do that. So we could have stopped right there at engineering controls. But what did our government do? Skipped right down to the last level of control, which is always the least effective. And in fact, masks are not even considered PPE. They're not even on the hierarchy. So our government skipped over all known protocols that are legally required. This has been put in place since the 1950s that we always traditionally and historically follow. In addition, what they did was they took all of the professionals in our career field, the multidisciplinary approach to pandemic response, and they completely abandoned that. So the only two people we were listening to were Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. And that's a problem because neither of them are qualified to speak on pandemic preparedness, planning, or response, protective factors, PPE, respiratory protection, or anything like that. So why would we be listening to somebody who has flip-flopped 10 times in his recommendations? And you can tell, first, we don't wear a mask. Masks do nothing to control the spread. Then, well, you might want to wear a mask. It might make you feel better. Then, well, we probably should wear a mask. Well, now we should wear two, maybe three masks. I mean, it's crazy. Obviously, they're not credentialed to speak on any of this.
Well, and I think it's important to point out, because a lot of the nurses and doctors who are on the side of their politics instead of actual science, is that masks are viewed as, the argument is, of course it's not PPE, it's source control. But it's not source control because you're not controlling the source, which is aerosols.
Right.
But Alex, one thing that we haven't addressed that is so important, and I feel like it is the most misunderstood, is when in July, I believe, OSHA came out and said they're no longer going to enforce the record-keeping aspect of injury and illnesses and death associated with the vaccines. And people thought, well, it's going to be mandated, and then you get it, and you can't sue your employer. Yes, you can. All it does when you take away the record-keeping requirement of a vaccine is it means that OSHA will not come in and look for that information to inspect. It's no longer inspection criteria.
So we see the cover-up is being baked into the cake. We'll come right back in the final segment of the hour, but we'll hold them over a little bit the next hour. And then Paul Joseph Watson takes over from the United Kingdom. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. 1776 coin.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Clark and Kristen Megan of StandUpMichigan.com being here with us, the tip of the spear. And they were already scheduled to talk about this, but they're in the film COVID Land Part 2 that actually comes out today. I mean, you can start ordering the DVDs today. That way you've got a hard copy, you can share it, you get it out to folks. And every order of COVID Land Part 2, the mask, these ladies are in, by the way, just work synergistically the day that you're here. It's a free copy of Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death. My two films about Bohemian Grove, to get around the censors, to have the hard copy, you're authorized to make copies, get it out to folks, share it, re-upload it. You'll understand these globalists and why they're so evil and why they're doing all this. This is their mode of human sacrifice, is these injections. It's all in Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. You understand the Georgia Guidestones, you understand it all. This is my two seminal films, one made 21 years ago, and another made 15 years ago, 16 years ago, The Order of Death, both on one DVD. Get it free with COVID Land, the movie, at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can also get the film at StandUpMichigan.com. They have COVID Land 2 there. Now it goes on sale today, and I've been so busy. I should have been doing weeks of preparation to promote this because we produced it, and I've just been so in the war that I've not talked about it. But and just because listeners already know about all this, your friends and family don't. COVID Land 1 is amazing. The mask is even more powerful. And then it goes into endgame scenarios, and I'm interviewing others in the next three pieces that come out?
Yeah, it's just kind of funny because I believe this docuseries was starting like earlier in the year when we filmed, and just so much more information has come out. So, but it's kind of weird to see the narrative of how the one time Fauci was right, saying that masks do not stop.
What I like is a lot of this stuff's been memory hold. So you watch part one, and I watch part two. It's even more powerful than part one. They're like that. You forget all this stuff. It's a very important historical record.
What's even worse is we've been traveling since we've met, and we lose track of time because we're like, what year did this happen? I mean, 2 weeks, we're going on 2 years. So it's not even just that. It's bringing back memories. It seems like way longer ago than it should have been.
Well, the worst part about 15 days, the flat and the curves, the first 2 years.
Right. Yeah.
And now we're entering year three.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why this has to be shut down. And we need to shut this down at the business level at this point. And one of the things that I've been so frustrated
with... Yeah, you got interrupted for the break. What were you about to say?
Corporate attorneys have driven me absolutely crazy over this past year because this...
Well, they're the ones putting us in the nanny state.
Exactly. Exactly.
Keep going.
Getting excited.
My phone fell. It feels like a million pounds.
Well, no. I mean, now, when I look at all of this, and I've had many clients as a consultant, and I've had to look at their attorneys and say, what in the world are you doing? Why are you directing my clients to do something that they absolutely should not be doing? They should not be following these mandates that are not even legal. They're not legally promulgated. They're proposed at this point. They're not even actual standards. But they're so busy, they're risk averse. And so they're so busy getting people together because this is what's coming, so you need to follow.
Now, that's the stampeding of the, like, we don't have diving boards. We don't have deep pools.
Right.
We don't have playgrounds. We don't have children. Something might happen to them. Oh, get rid of your boat dock. Somebody might get hurt on it. You don't live. Don't live. It's lawyers, lawyers, lawyers. And then they bring in global dictators that give us poison shots, all because they've been given liability protection.
Right, and one thing I just want to quickly add before we went to the break, I was talking about the whole OSHA record keeping, and I wanted to clarify, if you are mandated to get this vaccine and you have, if there's an injury, illness, or death above first aid to include fainting, you can sue your employer. This lack of record keeping, the lack of auditing this topic in your workplace did not take liability away from the employer. Now, OSHA never finds liability when it comes to that, but you have private civil and tort claims tied to workers' compensation. And that is a fact because I used to be an expert witness on those cases involving harm from the flu shots.
And all this information is actually in this article because we needed to arm and educate all of you so you can be prepared to take this information to your HR departments, educate your HR department, who's getting all of their talking points from their corporate attorney.
Yeah, lawyers tell them,
shut
do this.
Down.
What you say is so important. I meant to say it so many times, and I haven't made it properly. This is all lawyers running this, they're just told by the bar and the board, do this. They're a cult.
That's right. And it is so crazy because, really, if you stop and think about it, what's the best group of people to shut this down in America? The attorneys that know this is illegal. So why are they the ones leading the charge telling you to go do it? What they should be doing is going to every single one of their business clients, telling them all, hey, what's coming down from the federal government is totally illegal.
And again,
so we're going to fight this on your behalf.
I saw you guys a year ago, 6 months ago, and legislators speaking, we played your clips. But now, I mean, all the federal courts are saying no. Well, how is the system going to strike back against that? Because you have been vindicated. You've been validated. You have been given victory.
Well, that's why we wrote this article, and we took the time to have it very peer-reviewed. It is legally defensible. There is no arguing with this article, and this is why we want every single one of you to go to standupmichigan.com, enter your information on the pop-up box on the homepage. It's $1. You can download it. But you need this information because now only we the people can finish this. It's been finished at the federal level. It's been finished with the states. Okay, other than Oregon.
The term is it's been perfected.
Yes, and now it's up to we the people to take it and be very loud and disruptive. And I'm telling you guys, radical times call for radical measures. It is time for a revolution.
I agree. They're coming after the children. People tell me how great I am. I actually feel dirty that I'm not doing more when they're killing children now with this crap. I mean, I don't feel like some badass. I feel like I'm doing the bare minimum where I can not be completely ashamed in front of God.
Well, that's what we're saying is like, where is everyone else in our career field? There's what, maybe 10 of us, and we work for ourselves so no one can fire us, but there's a lot of other people doing it behind the scenes. But one thing that's still important, we saw earlier on the show, you bringing up all these hospital systems asking for help. Well, I don't know if you've been following what's going on in our state, but I can tell you, It is. We are not dealing with the amount of cases that you're seeing. And it's not that they're understaffed. I mean, a lot of people know this is because of manning, but it's so incredibly illegal. One thing you have to understand about what's happening is I'm cross-credentialed in public health, and we learn in public health propaganda. Shove it down your throat. Wear your mask, wear your mask, wear your mask. Taxation stuff, wear your mask. And people do. And that's why in this we're kind of repetitive on saying there's no authority, because you have to play their game. So
let me show some headlines to back you up.
Yeah.
Propaganda expert warns of global psyop. Here's mainstream news. Government scientific advisors admit they used totalitarian and fear tactics to control people during pandemic. This is even BBC, London Guardian. I mean, they are admitting that they are using brainwashing techniques on the public with COVID-19. Propaganda, the art of exploiting the pandemic. I mean, this is mainstream news.
Well, and just to give you an example, so I worked for a company I legally can't even name, but they had to deal with a lot of arc flashes. And in the propaganda aspect of public health and health and safety, you don't just give the science. Like, that just falls on deaf ears. But, like, for example, if I was telling you, Alex, you have to wear this so you don't catch on fire, you would be more impacted if I brought in a burn victim who didn't wear their proper protection. You'd be like, you know, and that's what they're doing. That's why they're not showing you, oh, the micron particulate size of the aerosols. They're not getting in the nitty-gritty with you.
Because it's all just basic BS.
Well, and
exactly. And they'll never even give it in numbers out because they know they're a fraud.
Exactly. But the propaganda is so thick, it's the only thing they're actually doing right. They are pushing such strong propaganda, and that's why it's so ironic when they said, if you don't do this or that, you're going to kill your grandma. Why putting people positive
so
in nursing homes?
It's all guilt. And then now they're like, oh, the vaccine doesn't work, but don't worry, we have a new booster, which the numbers show erases your immune system more.
Yeah, and it's more than just the boosters. The amount of women that are impacted by these, the miscarriages, everything. I mean, what the narrative by the government is that, oh, VAERS, the database, is self-reporting. Well, how do products get taken off the market? They get taken off the market from self-reporting. If I call my doctor, I think I hurt myself.
We don't listen to people that, like, oh, you took this pill, your baby's deformed. Then they learn it's bad. Exactly. Or I drank this milk, I got sick. Oh, it's got, you know, salmonella or whatever.
Yeah,
exactly.
Make sure you spray your DDT. So...
Ladies, let's do one more segment coming up. But, Tammy, what else should people be aware of?
One of the things that I want to educate people about is how you can take this information and shut it down in your own state. We told you how you can get this document and take it into your own workplaces. But you also, if your state allows citizen-led petition initiatives, you can do what we did in Michigan. And look, we were dealing with one of the worst tyrants out there in this whole pandemic, Whitmer. And we, the people, got together, Stand Up Michigan, helped to mobilize the people in a citizen-led petition initiative, and we took away her power. We would be locked down under lock and key right now if it wasn't for what the people did through citizen-led petition initiatives.
By the way, we should have started the interview with that. Let's go to break one more segment. I want to just, because later we'll archive this at Mando Video, I want you, Tammy, to speak about that up front.
Yeah.
Because we talk about all these ladies had a bunch of success. No, they're credited with the big success in Michigan that was the crown jewel of taking down the whole Midwest from Michigan down with this crap. So, standupmichigan.com. Don't forget... It's exactly what I thought. Listeners are great. We need your support. It's an amazing historical piece of history. And everybody that gets the coin, if we stay on air, if we're not, we'll just be gone. We'll get exclusive content and more. 1776coin.com. They'll be sold out at current sales rates in 3 days. So thank you for the support. 1776coin.com. I bet on you, and you did it again. Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.